Amen.
So there was an older man who was concerned that his wife had a hearing problem. And so one night while she was in the living room in her lounge chair, he took a few steps back and he thought he would try something out. "Honey, can you hear me?" Nothing. So he stepped a little bit closer. "Honey, can you hear me?" Still not a fan. So he got right behind her chair. He said, "Honey, can you hear me?" And she replied, "For the third time, yes." Third time, yes. In today's gospel reading from Mark, the Almighty speaks for at least the second time, saying these words, "This is my Son, the Beloved. Listen to him." The first time we heard those words was at the beginning of Jesus' ministry, when he was baptized by John in the Jordan River. Do you remember that? This particular occasion is even more mysterious, but just as momentous. Jesus takes with him his inner circle, Peter, James, and our own St. John, and goes up onto a mountaintop. And there, famously, he is transfigured, getting his dazzling divine glow on. Turn to a neighbor and say, "Dazzling." Now, this dazzling divine glow. Now, before, the apostles had gotten glimpses of who Jesus was. They had received hints about Jesus' complete identity. But on the Mount of Transfiguration, Jesus' full identity is put on display. And once again, God affirms for these apostles that this is the one you should listen to. And then they go down the mountain, down to Jerusalem, and ultimately down to the bloody cross of Good Friday, and then down the costly road of discipleship to follow. In the church year, Transfiguration Sunday marks the end of the mountaintop experiences of Christmas and Epiphany, and turns our eyes down to the desert stretches of Lent below. Now you and me, just like Peter, James, and St. John, should not forget the mountaintop with its glorious, shining Jesus as we shuffle or speed down along life's highway. There was a little girl who was out in her front yard, and she was playing with a ball. She was throwing it up, and then she was catching it. And an older woman was walking past and asked her, "What are you doing?" And the little girl said, "I'm playing catch with God. I throw the ball up, God catches it and throws it back down." Helium helps with that. Now, I'm not really in a position to comment about God's ability to play ball, though we've heard still some echoes of the ability or lack of ability of the Patriots and the Eagles to play balls the last few days. But what I can say is that, generally speaking, what goes up must come down. Now, there may be some exceptions to this rule, but generally speaking, that principle holds. Yes? Yes. And we would do well to keep this principle in mind also in our spiritual lives. It is wonderful to go up to great experiences with God. But you and I will be very disillusioned if we don't realize we also have to come down from great experiences with God to ordinary life with God, regular life with God. And it's worth saying that this is also much the same with human relationships, perhaps particularly romantic ones, which is worth commenting as we draw near to Valentine's Day. This Wednesday begins the season of Lent with the historic imposition of ashes. And Lent is a season where you are to take stock of your life, with all of its highs and all of its lows. Lent is a season where you are to take stock of the voices you have been listening to, and to give special heed, again, or maybe really for the first time, to that special declaration that we heard from the Almighty: "This is my Son, the Beloved. Listen to Him." Lent is about more than just giving something up. And Lent is about more than simply taking something on. Though I would say that's a very good starting point, and I'd recommend it to you as your minimal practice for Lent. Take something on, give something up. Lent is a season of the church year where you are to take your faith seriously, even if it's for just 40 days. To give God a chance. To take Jesus at His word. To let the Holy Spirit transfigure you. To scrub down your soul. To spring clean your priorities. To plug more into God and to plug more into St. John's. It's a time to serve your neighbor in concrete and maybe even inconvenient ways. Remembering that liking is optional. Love is required. But it all begins with, "This is my beloved Son, listen to Him." Repeat after me, "Listen to Him." And if you agree with that scripture, that we should listen to Christ, say Amen. That's good. Because if as individuals, and if as a parish family, you and I are not willing to listen to Christ, then how can we call ourselves Christians or a Christian community? This morning you will have received, or you've already received, a Lenten personal planner. It's in the bulletin, don't look at it right now. And it is full of ideas about how you can take Lent more seriously this year. Which is simply another way of saying how you can listen to Him, our Lord Jesus Christ, more seriously this year. Now, ideally, you fill it out with someone else. It could be a friend you trust. Fill it out with your spouse. Fill it out with your kids. You can do it by yourself. And then have someone witness it and then put it up on the refrigerator. Now let's take a little survey. Just to make sure you're awake. A couple of you starting to doze off. You know who you are. Raise your hands if you believe in God. Okay, great. Lent is about coming down from the mountaintop of saying, "Yes, I believe in God," down into the desert of changing the details of our lives. Did you catch that? I'll rewind to make sure. Lent is about coming down from the mountaintop of saying, "Yes, I believe in God," down into the desert of changing the details of our lives. One theologian put it this way, Dr. David, we need to keep the David theme going, McGoar, quote, "If we believe in God, we must expect that our old ways of thinking and living will be continually shaken to the foundations. We will no longer be satisfied with the unexamined beliefs and practices of our everyday lives. Christian faith is not blind faith, but thinking faith. Christian hope is not superficial optimism, but well-founded hope. And Christian love is not romantic naivete, but open-eyed love." Lent is about coming down the mountain with both eyes open. So take Lent seriously this year. Be honest with yourself. Maybe you really have never actually taken Lent seriously. It's just been a color on an altar for you. And maybe you try to give up chocolate or something. No. Take Lent seriously this year. Listen to Christ seriously during Lent this year. You may be surprised at how that transfigures your life. And how it transfigures our lives as a Christian community. Question. when Peter, James, and St. John came down the mountain with Jesus, did they know what was going to happen down the road? No, they had no idea. And neither do we. We don't know what's going to happen around the next bend of our lives. But what those apostles did know is that along the way, they should listen to him. May you and I, driven by the Holy Spirit, do the same. Amen.